Well, welcome to today's Green Hour at 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been meeting the 2014 Ecologic Awards. It's brought to you by SABC and the guys from Enviropedia. And we've been meeting the various category winners. Today, we're joined by the winner in the youth category. His name is John Lucas, and he joins us now on the line. John, good morning. Welcome to the Green Hour.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Thanks for the interview.
That's a pleasure. John, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you now winning the youth category, firstly?
Well, when I won the category, I was 25 years old. After that, I have subsequently turned 26. I'm quite young, but basically very passionate about conservation. I've spent most of my life since the age of 15 volunteering for various organizations and projects around Southern Africa, and I've basically built up experience and then eventually went into my own organization called Explore for Knowledge, which has been focusing around environmental education and awareness campaigns.
Excellent.
Partnering with some big names like the Worldwide Fund for Nature, Endangered Wildlife Trust, and them just basically collaborating on projects. Raising awareness.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about when this passion started. Was it as a young boy you were always interested in the environment?
Apparently around about the age of 7, my parents told me that I came home and told them that I wanted to go into conservation and basically be a game ranger. But they say with age comes wisdom, and as I got older, the idea of a game ranger kind of evolved into a few other things. The essence of educating people is still there, but it's just become a bit more focused and a bit more streamlined, if you can say that.
Mm. And then going forward, coming to this point where you started this exciting initiative called Explore for Knowledge, where did that sort of all birth from?
Explore for Knowledge has basically been a collaboration of years of travel in Southern Africa, taking notes out of my travel journals and finding needs in the areas that we'd worked in. And then from there, building something which could address those needs on a long-term process. So even though we might not get there now, in a few years' time, as the organization grows, we hope that we can start addressing things. And one of the main things was, currently the project that I'm running is a three-year freshwater research project focusing on the quality of water in the Olifant River in the Western Cape.
Wow.
And alongside that, we decided to incorporate a major component of environmental education in the local communities along the Olifant River, which is not the norm for a scientific research project. And because of that, we've got quite a bit of attention on the project that we're currently running.
Wonderful. I suppose awareness and education is a large part of what you're doing and really needing more of that in our country, perhaps.
It definitely is. But I also don't want to say that those with degrees and those with qualifications have all answers. We've also learned a lot from the local communities and just basically opening ourselves up to understand how they see their river course and how they experience the water, for instance, using this project now as an example. We've actually learned a lot from them in the same way that we are trying to impart knowledge to them.
Excellent. And what's the dream now? You've won these awards. You've been recognized for your outstanding work, not only this year, but over a couple of years. What's the dream for young John Lucas?
You've actually caught me the day before a flight to go and attend the Sandparks Kudu Awards for the individual contribution to conservation. I fly up tomorrow morning. And going forward, continue running projects, continue basically building relationships with the amazing partners and sponsors that I have that make Explore for Knowledge's work possible. As I said, the various environmental groups, and then all the way through to our sponsors who literally just give us the equipment we need to work in the field. So hopefully, as time goes on, the projects get bigger and better. But hopefully they don't lose that core essence of what we believe in and the foundations that I put down that Explore for Knowledge it was aimed to be built around.
Yeah. John, just lastly, your message to many people listening in this morning, perhaps not with as much interest in saving the environment as you, what would you like to leave us with today?
Well, I would say, in the words of one of my mentors, Bram Malarba, I would that to do one thing is powerful. There are many of us on the planet, and there are a lot of us in South Africa. I was looking at some stats, and if each of us just gave 1 minute of our time to do something positive, whether it be for the environment, picking up rubbish, or whether it just be for a human, smiling at another person, or just being courteous and just greeting someone, I think that collectively a positive power, we can make a bigger difference in the country. And yeah, just that would be my message, to make a bigger difference.
Wonderful. John Lucas with exploreforknowledge.com. That's explore with the number 4.knowledge.com or johnlucas.co.za for more information. John, all the best for the Kudu Awards, and thank you for speaking with us on the Green Hour.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the phone call. It's very appreciated.
Pleasure.